This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Episode 91 of the Random Order Podcast, man. You know what time it is. It's your boy, Quentin Quarantino, man. But my mama called me Jermaine Richards. It's all good. We got B-Baby Trey in the building. Doing baby things, man. We got Sheldon Sebastian in the building.
Yes, sir.
It's been a great episode, episode 91. We hit all the hard-hitting topics. Cancel culture, the baby, craft dinner and getting it out the mud, bread and sandwiches, going to a restaurant too much and they know your name and shit and what your order is going to be, and avoiding GoFundMes.
We're good guys.
Before you get into this, make sure you're fucking hitting that thumbs up. Get on, mount the thumbs up button.
Get on your desk.
Fucking jump on it.
Yeah. Get on your mouse and jump on it.
Kick it, punch it, fucking headlock them up.
You'll find a new fucking smash.
You know what I'm saying? Make sure you subscribe, all that good stuff. You know what I mean? Let's get into the episode.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Check them fucking eagles coming in. Just landed on the eagle perch.
I bet they did.
You know what it is, man.
Crazy, man. I feel like, yo, ever since we became an eagle, like, you know, my life has just been better, man.
Oh, that's a fact, you know?
For sure. Clap it up to that, man.
Smoke weed every day.
For sure.
This nigga on Twitter, he said he unfollowed by accident like a millisecond. Like, damn, you gotta grow your eagle wings all the way back again.
That's that fake shit. You just snip your wings, player. Yeah.
Snipped your wings, player.
That ain't on
us. That follow button, man.
Off the rip skis.
Yes, you know,
I got that Hubba Bubba flavor on my head.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Yeah.
Stupid. And I know y'all motherfuckers might have mistaken the boy for a jar of fucking Dijon mustard. Yeah.
It happens.
It's just your boy in a sweater, man.
Come on, man. Sir. Not the peanut butter, man.
Peanut butter. God.
You know what time it is, man. We got a mad fucking collection. Should be, it's live on the motherfucking website right now, www.4ie.ca, man. Go browse a new collection, man. You know what it is. And don't be worried about, it's a sweater. This shit is very thin, very breathable. You know what I'm saying? You can do it. You get down with a lot of activities sweat-free in the sweat. And it's coming from a sweaty guy.
Yeah. You know that rice sweater that just, like, you put it on, it's like, yeah, I'm a sweater, but I'm not doing sweater things, but I'm doing sweater things at the same
sweater
time.
Things.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I have some.
Everybody got to do the sweater things, man.
Yeah, I have some sweaters where they just screaming at you, I'm a sweater. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Some sweaters be chilling. It's like, yo, I'll take care of you, but I'm not going to sweat you out, you know? Yeah, yeah, man.
Preach.
Mm-hmm.
That.
I just locked in with peanut butter sandwiches, though.
Yo.
This is like, on the last episode, you mentioned that you got into, like, chocolate milk at 20.
Mm-hmm.
And now, you know, I watch back. I was very judgmental towards you. But now, like, when I'm in these shoes, I see that.
You get it.
You know what I'm saying? This is a different perspective. So, nigga, I'm just like, let me fucking make some PB&Js, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I bought the peanut butter. I bought the jam.
Mm-hmm.
Top line stuff.
Yeah.
The bread top line. Hawaiian situation. It's Hawaiian bread, whatever that means.
Are you a peanut butter in the fridge type of nigga?
My peanut butter goes in the cupboard. And then my jam in the fridge.
Okay,
and
of course.
I go jam one bread, peanut butter, other bread.
Yes.
Lots of
as
jam.
As you should. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
The jam has to overpower the PB a little bit.
Has to. Has
a
to.
Little,
has
a little to. Bit. It does. Digs.
Has to. Has to.
Y'all like y'all situation? Because I've been doing the PB and J for years now.
Yeah. I was judging in the dark corner.
My dad was a heavy PB guy. You know what I'm saying? He'd do the crunchy PB. You know what I'm saying?
The crunchy. Crunchy yeah.
You see what I'm saying, man?
I usually do the smooth. I do the smooth.
Talk about it.
Cause you smooth.
Yeah, that me, man. Yeah,
we know sure. that. Nah, man. My PB was a little bumpy, man. So we had that, but I enjoyed the crunchy PB over
with
toasted
the
bread.
Mm-hmm. It's got to be toasted.
Over the toaster,
bread, yeah.
man.
It don't. Yeah. It doesn't have.
It doesn't.
To
have
oh, you
to
know
be
what got me
crunchy.
In though? You know what transitioned me?
Mm. What?
You ever hear about them Uncrustables?
You know, I knew
have,
was going
yeah.
That was my next step.
That's
what
happened.
That was actually my next step.
Mm-hmm. Symphony keeps buying these things. I'm like, you're fucking 8 years old. Like, come on, get it. Like, you know what I mean? And one day I was hungry. I'm just feeling snacky. You know, you're just going through the fridge and you're just yeah. like, let me take a next look. You know what I mean? Maybe I skimmed over something.
Oh, Lord. It's like that, eh?
Oh, Lord. Yeah. So I'm here now, man.
Yeah, man. Okay. PB, without the crush. The thing is, I'm a crush, man.
Mm-hmm. I can do the crust, though, for sure.
Mm-hmm. We get crushy.
Yeah. yeah
I can
yeah.
do the crust, yeah.
Oh, yeah, crust. Yeah. I thought you were talking about the crushed peanut.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm saying, I'm not that kid to say, yo, like, remove my crust, so I'll do the
That's
crust.
That's some pussy shit, man. Mm-hmm. I used to look like, at niggas sideways facts. When I was 8 years old, niggas peeling off the crust, or not eating the sandwich because the crust is on it.
Mm, bro, if they leave a fucking ring of crust just on their table, I'm like, bro, what are you?
A fucking... Yeah.
Fucking horse in the middle. Like, what are you dealing with, bro? Like,
that's the question.
Eat the whole sandwich, bro.
Not like me eat the ends of the bread. What do you mean,
bro? The thing is, man, when you get it out of the mud, it's just
got to.
Every yo. I question. I know 100% the reason why I eat today is because like
got
the way
the mud,
we got
man.
Out of the mud. Mm-hmm, my dad was like, bro, we had to finish everything.
Yeah,
everything, bro. And I feel we don't really realize like how much is actually like connected to your childhood until now.
Bro,
even
to this day, I'm like, yo, I'll eat an end bread, nigga. That's
bro.
That's a bonus burger bun that they fucking do. Like, oh, we're locked in.
When you get it out of the mud and you start eating a little better or whatever, just like you just know deep down in your heart, like I can still go there. Like, you know what I'm saying?
You can go there.
You know, when it's
that's
fucking...
why sometimes you're just feeling snacky. Like, you're a fucking hot dog, nigga. Fuck that.
Arr, raw. I give a fuck, bro.
Spit at the fucking wall, nigga. Got out of the mud, man. Bro, the day I saw like my dad buying, you know, after eating so many fucking hamburger sandwiches, which is regular bread.
Regular, yep.
The day I saw a designated bun, I'm like,
I gotta.
This is four burgers?
Dog.
Bro, I got
in our house.
The other day, bro, my sister left me a burger, bro. And she put it between a hardo bread. And I was looking at it in disgust. I was like, ugh.
You flicked the plate.
I was looking at it in disgust. I said, what the fuck? But then I said, yo, I had to humble myself. I realized in that moment, I G-checked myself in that moment. I said, wait a minute.
You be forgetting, yeah.
Bread is bread, brother.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Honestly, my ears perked up when you said hardo bread.
Yeah, I was like, yo, I never thought of that solution. I was waiting to see if it was good or not. I was like, I didn't know how to make my face
turn that song up, nigga.
Facts only. So I dressed that thing up.
Yeah.
It was hitting, brother. I was right there. I was in it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, just make a...
Go ahead with it.
Uh-oh.
We used to... Nah, it ain't nothing
not
crazy.
I even know what he's about to say.
No. When we used to eat our burgers with the regular, like, bologna bread, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
what's that?
Like
it's just
Wonder
called
bread.
White bread?
That's just basic. Just that's a standard bread.
The standard
that's
level that's bread.
The level one bread.
The Dempster's too.
I remember my dad was like, there's like certain burgers. We had the normal burgers that everyone's used to, but then the burgers that you can kind of form up. And I remember just putting them in the middle of that bread and just it'll just poke hole. Like it'll just poke a big, you know what
just
I'm saying?
Just rip
like,
through it.
Rip right
just
through
the
shit.
It's the fucking whatever, nigga.
You know, just
you're in a crazy sandwich, and after there's like a midpoint where you're just like, yo, fuck it, nigga. Just
fuck yeah.
Eating competition mode, nigga. I'm just, nobody look at me. You just gotta turn your chair. Like, yeah, let's be back.
That's too real. When it pokes through the bread, bro.
Because you know I like my shit saucy, so my bread. This guy rolled his eyes back.
Trust me, man.
Go ahead, man. What are you about? Let's tell you. You about to say something?
Oh, no, that one time I just made a a ham sandwich with hard-boiled bread. It's pretty delicious.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I bet.
Yeah, man. The thing is, we don't bend there. We don't bend there for real. I remember, right? You know, you been there when your dad texts you when he's doing some fucked up shit late at night. Yo, eating something that we used to eat all the time, like them little Vienna sausages.
Bro, them shits is hard, bro.
Them shits is good to this day.
Them shits is to this day, nigga.
I'm gonna take it back to my roots.
Yeah. Pick up a 10-pack. When we started sautéing them hoes, it was over with, man.
Nah, I might have to go crazy tomorrow just because, bro.
Bro, you know how empty
one time
that feeling was when you open a cupboard and your Vienna sausages are just gone?
God, yeah, no more. Man.
Who the
fuck? Y'all ever ate them shits raw?
God.
Yeah.
Okay, that's why I said when we started. That was
the evolution.
Yeah.
Like when fish fucking started growing feet, nigga. That was like us starting to grill Vienna sausages.
Yeah.
Facts.
Yeah. That's a moment in human history.
Yeah, that shit was beautiful, man. That shit was beautiful.
Amen. Kraft dinner, special place in my heart.
That's what I was saying. Our dad texted us the other night, fucking having a little meal, Kraft dinner. Just it ain't nothing wrong with it. Well, I'll put it on the screen, guys. Put it
on the screen. Hey guys, I'm eating Kraft dinner and hot dogs.
Like, okay.
Raw's jealous. I'm like, yo, what? Are you?
Looks crazy.
I want that.
Yeah, shout out to that.
Yeah, man. He
that's
had a
fire.
Little glizzy, a little mustard on the side.
She used to piece up the glizzies and I'm in there.
Of course, only on special occasions, though. I ain't always good.
You don't want to get yelled at.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't want to. You know what? The thing was, I needed my father to respect me at a younger age, you know? And I really didn't get the respect that I deserved because I was in the kitchen doing a lot, nigga. I was in the kitchen as a young buck, you know what I'm saying, slicing the glizzies and putting it in my mac and cheese, you know what I'm saying? I was the kid getting tuna mixed in with the mac and cheese. My dad would come in and say, yo, you're doing too much, what are you doing? I'm like, yo, what do you mean? You see what I'm not doing enough, you know what I'm saying? She used to always stop me. I'm just like, bro, but why? Like,
I'm eating, nigga. What the fuck are you talking about?
Bro, the sandwiches I used to make, nigga would just like hate on my shit. I'm like, bro.
Yeah.
What's with all this sauce, man?
It's gonna get done, nigga.
I'll finish it. Maybe because he was on grocery patrol, still, he had to, you know?
Yeah, to watch those ingredients, man.
Yeah, yeah. But nah, man, glizzies and tuna, man. I got crafty with that Kraft dinner. I'm busy.
Nah, Kraft dinner for sure. To this day, I seen some ramen downstairs, which is not normally in my house. Mm. I was wondering who copped that. Because normally, like, we don't be trying to eat that shit, but like. I like ramen noodles. Ramen noodles
you
go crazy.
Look at it sometimes. Yo, come here, man.
You know what I'm saying? You can fuck up some ramen noodles. Just
don't read the ingredient information. Mm.
Huh?
Don't read the ingredient information. There's a lot of words.
Oh, fuck, for real?
A lot of big words, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, beer chemicals, eh?
Sometimes I'm like, why don't you just fucking make it normal? They go, what is fucking Shibley Porphine? Why are you putting that in there? Leave it normal.
Wait, what is ramen noodles?
I don't know. There's so many fucking words.
Hmm?
What do you mean?
You mean like,
on the molecular level?
What do you mean?
I don't know. That's the thing.
Okay.
Let me get a pat real quick. Bro.
Yeah, because I be seeing the words and it's big ass words on there. I'm just like, wait, huh? Is it just a noodle, nigga? Like, what's it?
No, nigga.
Carbs, nigga.
Beer chemicals, you know, for the preservation and shit. So it last longer.
The thing is, bro, like the amount of shit that we be eating and not knowing like what we're eating, it's like.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. You flip a pack over, and if someone flip a pack over of some shit I'm eating, say explain this right now. Mouthful, I could not explain what's in there.
I'm not sure.
The thing is, like, bro,
stop talking over my food, though, nigga.
Yeah, that's what you. That's what's gonna happen.
Kimchi noodles, nigga. It's just fucking noodles. Ingredients? You'd think noodles and fucking seasoning.
Mm.
Enriched wheat flour. Okay, sounds cool. In brackets, though, it has brackets. Wheat flour, niacin, reduced iron, thiamine monatride, riboflavin folic acid,
I'm dead
potato
inside.
Starch, palm oil, modified potato starch, salt, dried kimchi flakes, napa cabbage, okay, garlic dextrin.
What?
Oh, riboflavin is a B vitamin.
That's good. What's disodium in science in it? Disodium and inosinate. Inosinate.
Mm. Disodium? Oh, disodium phosphorite? Oh,
that's close enough.
This one? That's the word?
Nah, nigga, it's some other shit, man.
Yeah,
yeah. My point is, nigga, don't read that shit. Yeah. Nigga, just
don't read that shit. Just
get
eat,
a cup,
man.
Put it in water, microwave. Close your eyes.
Oh, it's a flavor enhancer. So it's they got their reasons.
Nigga, see,
just say I would just say flavor enhancer.
So the disodium, look, chief, man. You know, right. Look at the pic.
Yeah, check me out, man. Yeah, I don't know, but what I do know is that I gotta start eating healthy, man.
Same, bro.
When though?
Same.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just honestly, never the right time for me.
I don't need to start eating healthy. I need to just work out more.
I feel you, man.
Yeah.
Because I don't even eat bad, like, to begin with. Like, I don't know.
I'm eating bad.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I chill. Like, I'm, you know what I mean?
Like, you want to eat healthy, but it's like, but not now, though. Like yeah, I'm gonna do it, but like, now.
You know?
I want 10 chicken wings.
Like, do you guys, and I'm glad you just said 10 chicken wings, right? Because my next question ties in so well. Do you guys ever go somewhere so often that they start to just, they give you the look of like, bro, I can't keep saying the regular, like, they can't keep giving me the regular spiel of, oh, hey, welcome to Wingstop, because it's like, bro, you again, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
It's just your boy, I'm just your boy.
I'm just like, your boy, and you know what I'm here for.
Let's just get to it.
Don't even fucking welcome me.
Bro.
What do you say to someone's welcome? Welcome.
Thanks.
I
just give my head nod like, yeah, I see.
What's up?
Bro, I think the other day I went to go get a sandwich and the nigga just said, he said what I was about to get. And I'm like, all right, I gotta start coming here for a week. I'll see you next week, even though I want to come back.
You gonna stop making me feel like I'm coming too much, nigga.
You better fucking welcome me, nigga. Fuck that shit, actually.
I didn't have to tell him one topping on that fucking sub and I'm like, all right, I'm coming here way too often.
Treat me like a new customer.
I don't know you.
Every time.
I don't know you.
That's why I like getting down with the mask, nigga. A crazy order.
Yeah.
10, 10, off. 10.
Put in the bag.
You said 10 wings? 10 pounds. Pounds, pounds, pounds.
You pull them out.
Pounds, pounds.
Bro, I know hella mask pullers that would just fucking pull down and just straight talk to me. Like, why are you fucking wearing
this? Yeah.
What are we doing here?
Is this to pull up? Yeah, let me get... Surprise, surprise. Let me get 10 of them. Yeah, it's 11:59. What's up?
Holy fuck, man.
Bro, it's just too much, man. Don't, like, you know what I mean? If you know me, I know you. Let's just get the sandwich over with and I'm gonna get up out of here.
You know what I'm saying? Sure.
So sure. I was going somewhere with this. Look at that, man. I was going somewhere with that.
Damn. Just lost the wheel, brother.
It's coming back. Here we go.
What time?
I was talking about food.
Wings.
Y'all niggas are mad at you on the TikTok for the 11:59 shit you pulled.
Yo, I've been getting, y'all niggas been getting at me, bro. Like,
that's all like food service people.
Dog,
nigga, fucking worst scum on the earth.
So niggas, I won't even pick up the phone.
Yo, that was another point in my notes that I had to clear up right here. Mm. Y'all crazy. First off, I respectfully called and I said, listen.
Listen,
they had an option.
You have, yo, I gave them, I didn't put the order in. I said, hey, I can be at that store so fast. If you want to drop those wings for me, I will appreciate it. However, I understand the time. I promise you, it's literally live on video of me giving my whole thing and say, yo, listen.
I would get rather it cracking. You say yes.
The thing is.
I heat up the oil again.
That's what I want. I'm not going to lie. I did say, I'm very hungry, but nothing else is open. But, dog, you have to understand, there's going to be nights where people say, yo, I saw a lot of mean comments and they're saying, I would have closed the door on you and shit like that.
I'm
like,
once I see 5 minutes left, I'm going to go by the phone.
That what I'm saying. I'm surprised they even picked up. Like,
bro,
I would have let that bitch ring.
I felt bad because I think they picked up because they had orders still going out, so niggas could have been calling saying where my order at. But I'm still, you still had the option to say no.
Right,
you know
right,
what I'm
right,
saying?
Right, but, right.
Yeah, y'all gonna have to stop coming for me, man. I told you I'm gonna get canceled one of these days, bro, just for doing some shit.
They had the choice. This one nigga, there's no way this happened. I worked there and we stopped taking orders at 11:40 at the very latest.
It happened, nigga.
This guy said there's no way it happened, bro. There's
it literally
video
happened.
Proof. Like,
you know what's crazy?
You're wrong. Bro, I was literally about to say, like, y'all, what's your email? I'll send you pics. Where it literally is, I couldn't believe it, but God bless your souls.
No,
it was a great time.
How much you tip him?
Now that would give him a cancel.
Now that we trying to reach episode 100. Tell y'all then.
Yo, me and my twin went out, right? We went for a little snack. We got a burger. I went in there and I said we about to go see a movie. So we sat down and said, we're just trying to get a quick bite. Can you get us up out of here fast? She said, I got you. I said, okay. Cool. Woof the woo, we got our food, yeah, everything. The bills are here, right? I'm like, yeah, she got me up out of there quick. Mm-hmm. Tween said, how much I took? And he started looking around, I'm like, bro, if you have to ask, like, you already know, like, you got some ill intentions, you know what I'm saying? I said, I'm doing what I want to do, you know what I'm saying? Because I feel she did me right. I'm gonna get her right.
I'm
gonna
tip her right, yeah, for sure.
Don't say that, no, nigga, you'll get canceled no matter what.
I slid her a 10, right? So I'm like, it was a healthy tip. It was a healthy tip. My meal was only, like, 18 bucks. Slid her a 10.
Oh, that's healthy.
Yeah.
Okay, that's healthy, yeah.
Slid her a 10. And then Twin looked at my shit and said, 10? Like, I'm doing something for 10, nigga.
Like a flash bomb went off.
Yeah, like, 10.
What percentage is that? What's it? 0 divided by 100?
Bro, I started laughing. I just had to walk away from the table. But it's just funny seeing people's reactions to shit like that. Do what you gotta do, man. But
I hate when I go with, like, I'm out with non-tippers, and then I'm like, all right, let me take care of this. I drop my situation, but then, and like, I'm look, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. I leveled the shit up, but then they don't tip, and then now it just looks like I fucking, like, I was tipping for everyone.
For everyone,
like,
yeah.
Shit tip now, and then I look like a piece of shit with them.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
What time is it?
It's Olympic time, baby.
Come on, man.
It's Euro time, baby.
Come on, man.
What else time is this?
It's baseball time,
baby. It's baseball time,
baby.
Man. Major throw me the ball, watch what I do with it.
Yo, the thing is, if they would have thrown me the ball, they would
I'll show you what I do with it, man. I'm going to let you know what I do with my balls, though. Shave them.
Come on, man.
Shave them puppies down.
I thought you said save, but in actuality, you are saving them when you're shaving them, man.
I don't know too much about this world. One thing that I can guarantee for sure. My balls are shaved. Like, I don't know when the world is gonna end, but when it do, you bet I'm gonna be shaved.
That's a go out. That's the right way to go out.
Whether you going out or staying in, man, shave them damn balls, man.
That's
the 60s are over, my man.
Like, yo, what are you doing waking up and saying, yeah, man, I'm gonna throw it up? No one likes that. No one likes that.
Manscaped is here to get you right. And we're talking ball wise.
Let's do it.
I'll tell you one thing about Manscaped, man. The leaders of shaving nuts. I'm not even doing this. It's not part of the read. This is from the dome. Like, I feel this in my soul.
Talk your shit, Jay.
I've never shaved my balls with so much delight. I look forward to shaving my balls.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
That's crazy. I mark on the calendar an estimate of a date of the next time I can shave my balls. Manscaped is here to help me do that.
Manscaped, hands down, I gotta say, man, they believe it, man. If aliens come down this earth and say, yo, who's in charge of them? Yo, Manscaped, they got shit figured
who
out.
Who do balls?
Manscaped. Got to figure it out, for real. They get you right. Because I bet y'all ain't got nothing up there to, like, you know what I'm saying, handle this situation.
And if you in the bundles, you can bundle up with the Manscaped Performance Package 4.0. You get the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer.
Yo, you also get the weed whacker for the nose and the head ears.
You get the crop deodorant ball preserver. Yo, how you not want to preserve your balls, man?
I'm looking at you really weird right now. I'm not gonna lie.
The Lawnmower 4.0 is the goat of ball trimmers.
We talking ceramic blades to avoid all types of accidents.
We're talking skin safe technology, a 7,000 RPM motor.
And you know we on the go, so we got the travel lock. Yo, ever since Manscaped, I've been shaving my balls anyway.
I'm talking coast-to-coast ball trimming.
Hey, and if you a man that's really precise, you got the option to turn on the LEDs, and you know what that's for.
Did I mention this trimmer's waterproof?
If you're trying to advance the trimming experience, you need to experience the weed whacker. I wait around, I pace this house, waiting for my nose hairs to grow so I can whack it again.
I'm like the mafia trimming my nose.
Get fucking whacked. Dude,
see a hair come up? Whack it.
The weed whacker's waterproof, too. I'm shaving my nose in the shower. What I got to lose? Hair? Exactly.
100.
360-degree rotary dual blade system. We're talking real power here, bro. 9,000 RPMs. For your pussies out there, I don't know how I started talking like this, but we're going with it. The skin-safe technology prevents you from nicks, blood, and horror, especially in the delicate holes, your nose and your ears, and whatever else floats your boat. You're all groomed up. You're ready to go. Seal the deal with the Manscaped liquid formulation. The crop preserver ball deodorant keeps you on your game all day long. And just as a little gift, you know Manscaped had to come through throwing the Manscaped boxer briefs as well as the Manscaped travel bag. Because you know we're men. We have things. We got to travel. I'm going to Kansas.
Fellas, do right by your balls, man. There's 2 million fellas out there with clean shaved balls thanks to Manscaped. Manscaped, this is a message from me. That's impressive, man. Shouts
good
out to y'all.
On that.
Clap
it up.
Yeah.
Join the clean ball wave. Get 20% off plus free shipping when you go to manscaped.com and enter this here promo code random order 20. You see your man's doing bad. You see his room's a mess. Make the assumption. Don't feel like a bad guy and say, yo, my man, slide over to manscaped.com. 20% off plus free shipping. Get you right, man.
Take care of that situation.
Take care of that situation.
You'll know what you're talking about.
The baby got caught. Not even got caught, nigga. His own people recorded it. People just took it different. He was buying some Skittles or some candy from these two guys in New York, right? Two kids in New York. They come up, they say, he says, how much for the box? One kid says, 200. He said, asked the other guy, how much for a box of Gushers? Box of Gushers, box of Skittles, right? Mm-hmm. Kid with the Gushers says, shit, about 200. Baby said, how much is in there? He said, he counted out up all there. He said, how much you selling for? He said, okay, let me start counting out. Like, so in the box is probably, let's just say 38 or something like that. In each box, they had the number printed on it. He's like, yo, even if there's 38 in there and you're selling them for $2, how much would it like cost? It was like,
what's 38 times fucking 60? 40, 30, 80, 8, 70, 8, 6.
So it was about that number. it was like 70 or like $30 or something like that. I can't remember how much was in there or on the box or whatever. But point is, $2. So baby's like, you just try to finesse me. He asked the other kid, he said, how much 2 times 56? His had more smaller bags. Whatever. None of them was close to 200. So baby said, here go $2 for you and $2 for you. Like you both try to finesse me just because I'm rich or whatever, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And hella people got mad at him saying like, oh, he said, in his defense, he was teaching a lesson.
Teaching for sure. 100% he's teaching a lesson. He's teaching,
they're just trying to hustle him because, oh, rich, whatever, whatever, which is fine. Yeah. But like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
In that moment, it's like, there's going to be times where you may catch the baby. I'm not the baby, but you may catch the baby leaving a big tip. Or fucking give blessing a kid's situation or whatever. And then there's other times where it's like, all right, hold on. What just happened here? You know what I mean? Because people are just expecting you to go to program. Oh, rich rapper, you got to do this. Take my whole boxer. Bro, if I was a kid, I'd say, shit, baby, borrow a stack.
Oh, these.
You want a surprise. What's the price again? We're going for a Rolex, man. A bust down one. It's you want it. I'm chilling.
Yeah, Dave Chappelle had that whole sketch, nigga, when they change your price.
Yeah.
When you're rich. Like, why is my fucking haircut $700 now? Like, what?
That's the whole price.
Price change.
That's the whole price. No, I'll be mad too, nigga. I'm trying to do my thing. How much for the chocolate kids? How much for one piece chocolate bar? So this boot gonna run you 50, Jay.
Yeah, no, it's not right. It's not right.
Fuck yeah,
it's not right, bro. And you guys, they're looking at it one sided, bro. Like, so 100%. What if the baby has money, bro? These kids are lying,
bro. I'm just who you're not. No one does anyone actually get canceled anyway. Why would you participate?
Yeah,
drop a paragraph real quick, nigga.
My favorite thing to do nowadays is listen to people who they're canceling. Oh, you're canceling them.
Oh, is this it?
Oh you're canceling it. And
come here,
really?
He's getting canceled. Come on.
And then I wait till that person drops some hot shit.
Got your
Shout out
my twin dropped the album.
Yeah. My favorite line.
My slime.
Niggas, captions and shit. It's like, bro, like.
Yeah, it's like, you look
at
dumb,
the end
bro.
Of the day, especially when people ask me, oh, did you cancel this person? I posted some certain artists. Oh, you support that artist. I can't support you. I'm like, bro.
Okay. I don't want to. You're going to forget, nigga. You forget why you're mad at someone. Nigga. Why am I mm-hmm. What is it?
Bro, if they can't
keep tabs, there's too many people to like. Yeah. Are they? We good? You gotta check the glossary, niggas.
Niggas can't like. I definitely have a level, but most people's cancel their levels are just too low, bro. Like,
what do you mean?
Yeah,
you'll just cancel someone for nothing. Like, I definitely will cancel someone, but my shit is like, it's certain shit, bro.
Are you canceling them, or are you just not paying attention no more?
And I wasn't. That's most people, you're not even fucking paying. Oh, the baby's canceled now? Okay, I didn't know what fucking one song.
Yeah,
I'll hear the baby on TikTok and fucking maybe on the radio, or if niggas is playing it.
You be banging in the gym day in and day out, nigga. I tap out.
That's it.
Yeah, well, that's what I don't think canceling is like a universal thing. I think it's for it to be a universal thing, it's you have to have it. You have to like do it for yourself. So you have to like not support the artists or whatever, not listen to their stuff, not post their stuff. That's what canceling is.
Canceling is like, I am not like, I don't know who you are. You're dead to me. Canceling is, right?
Yeah, to the person. So if everyone does that, then a person is canceled.
So you have people that are canceled in your life?
Yes, R. Kelly's canceled for me.
He is canceled.
R. Kelly's canceled for you.
100%.
I'm not even going to go there.
Are you niggas in traffic? Yo, just on the day, nigga, was blasting R. Kelly. My man, you see the dot?
I feel like that's what it takes
for me to cancel. So I'm not even fucking using it. I'm just, you disgust me so much. I didn't even want to see your face.
You see what I'm saying? Like, R. Kelly's not canceled for me. R. Kelly is just not there no more. Like, I don't even use that word canceled.
When a TV show is canceled,
I'm just tuned out. It's not even.
You lost me. You lost me.
It's not there. I don't have that channel no more. I can't listen to that.
The only time I tap into R. Kelly is when I see memes on TikTok of niggas saying, I'm fucking my life. So only time I'm like, okay, I like this.
That was funny, nigga. Bro, yeah, like
the best thing he did.
100%. When it comes to that, like I just feel like, you know, yeah, the word cancel, like it just goes so hard that it's just like that. The word cancel is not even in my vocabulary, bro. It's
I've never used I just say I don't fuck with that nigga no more.
I'll cancel my subscription, nigga. That's fucking cancel. I want to see y'all niggas on my credit card bill no more. Tired of y'all motherfuckers taking $7.99 from the kid.
Yo,
raising the motherfucking price on me.
Man, I got some subscription problems I gotta clear up. But let me just clear this shit up, man.
I don't have a long cancel list though, man. Like for me, like people's lives like really gotta be affected. For me to count, like someone has to real, like, you know what I mean? Danger, like real, like fuck, like you gotta really be fucking. If you just like make a song I don't like or say having a different opinion on me about something, I'm not canceling you, bro. Like, it has to really be some like crazy shit.
And I'm not even giving you money.
I'm not helping you.
Nigga, me seeing you on my fucking time is not helping you.
I don't have a fucking DaBaby shirt in my fucking closet. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, DaBaby maybe that's like, why it's harder for me to like, yeah, like I don't have Let's Go in my description. Like, I ain't got nothing like that promotes that, man. Like, I respect him. Yeah, cool to do his shit. Like, I feel like maybe that's what it is.
Like, I never even gave him a stream. Like, I'm not even, you know what I mean? So I'm like,
And I tried, but he's just not that artist for me. Like, it would take a lot for me. Like, even 50, you know how much 50 did that I never canceled 5th? Like,
Yeah, that was a fact.
You know, sometimes you see people you root for and then fuck fucked up shit. You're like, this is bad. I don't know how to explain you how to do some cheese.
Bro, yo, I remember when Young Thug started, like, he didn't like interviews, didn't like doing anything. So he just started talking on these interviews around his last album. Mm-hmm. And it was just thing after thing. It was like Thug saying, like, he had the Jay-Z line where he said he could sell out a record or sell some a stadium out or something over Jay-Z. I understood exactly what he said, but I'm like, niggas will get at you. I got to say, I just want
different. I can't go to bat for you on it, bro.
But it's just funny because like his whole thing on why he didn't like interviews or whatever is just that was it. He's like, bro, people are gonna twist my words. Niggas are gonna get mad at me and like try and like get at me on the internet. He got on there, he started talking. Niggas did exactly what he was saying. I'm like, bro, it's just so smart as an artist. Like, you can't say anything, bro. Like.
Mm-hmm. He has a way of explaining things too.
He
like,
does.
It's not very clear.
But it's like,
as long as you can see where a nigga's coming from, okay, I know because I know you.
I know.
Like, I get it.
Literally me.
But I know what they're going to say.
Yeah. I know how they're going to take it, bro. Like, but it's like, I feel like people often forget, like, yo, these guys are like, these guys weren't born into this. These guys had to learn and get, you know what I mean? Maybe their learning's not done. That's why when certain artists come out and say some crazy shit.
Bro, everyone's like, watching me. I'm not even.
This is
but also this is the thing, man. I feel like there's like this hierarchy or like this thing in pop culture, entertainment, whatever you want to call it, where like you can't say certain like, so what if Young Thug feels like he'll sell out more than Jay-Z? So what?
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like what, like why are we mad about that? Like whoever's gonna go to the Jay-Z concert is gonna go to the Jay-Z concert. Whoever's gonna go to the Young Thug concert is gonna go to the Young Thug concert.
Nothing
so
changes.
It's like there's nothing like this thing where like there's niggas in the game you can't say nothing about, or it's like you're hating, or you're, it's like, bro, I just don't fucking idolize him like you guys do. Like nothing's wrong with that.
And that's what I'm saying. I don't understand it. Like, and I feel like people don't respect the culture behind certain things. Mm-hmm. And it's like, for example, take Kodak, right? Kodak can get canceled for so many things, from the way he talks, from the way he explains things.
Yeah,
some
of it's
like, Kodak was
one of those guys. I'm trying to support you, beat all. I want to tweet your album. But I can't now.
But Kodak is the same nigga to bring his phone to a shower and show his fucking penis. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
some people's like, okay, what did you expect, nigga? What did you expect? And y'all made him famous. It wasn't him.
Bro,
you didn't do your research before you tweeted his album and fucking posted you singing his lyrics in the club and shit. Bro, that's you failed to research properly.
Yeah. And there's so much behind these artists sometimes where it's just like, you know, when you have that cousin that's from the States, like we talk about it over slamming the doors and shit like that. You have those cousins that are just like, bro, they were born somewhere else. You gotta explain it to me.
Many circumstances that shape his perspective. It's gonna be very different.
But you have to just, you know,
like, bro, my cousin was just come over, hey, let's fist fight, man. I'm like, what? I'm your cousin, nigga.
They just be ready. Yo, is that nigga Jabari came out? I'm out. Talking, hey, Trey, square up, nigga. I'm like, see that chest, nigga? Fuck. Miami niggas just different, bro. Like,
bro,
you don't
real,
understand
bro.
It, but like, yeah. When someone's in the limelight, it's like all that. Why is all that get tossed out the window? They go on a radio show and they say something a certain way that's just like, is that really bothering you? But like, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? People just forget where this guy came from because now he's rich. He's supposed to be doing this.
I just noticed the sweater.
Come on, man.
Smoke weed every day.
You know what else I noticed, my man?
What?
Smoke weed every day.
I noticed that hat, my man. I'm in my yellow mode, man. I'm on my Arthur Reed.
Man.
It's too easy. You know we got the 4YE. Light fleece,
man.
I'm cool, breezy, nice. Like, you need something because the t-shirt just ain't gonna cut it.
I'm a man that likes a good deal. You know what I'm saying? When I'm out there purchasing clothing, I pick up an article of clothing. I look at the front. That's a cool front. In my head, I'm going, please be something on the back. Please be something on the back. Please be something on the back.
Check this out.
Check that out.
And this one.
And that one.
Check out my pants.
Don't pull too high.
Get your sock game right. Why is
your
sock game
not
right?
If I could put my sock all the way up here, I would. But just know it says 4YE.
What else would it say? Hanes, you threw slames.
Yeah.
Big fat drop.
We got the socks. We got the fleece, man. Multiple colors. We got the pins on us, man. We got the hats.
www.4ye.ca.
Y'all know where to go, man.
because I just told you. Free shipping on orders over $200, man. I'm a man of the people. I'm going to do that for my Canadians and USA people only. Because listen, Europeans.
Y'all, we got to cross the sea, nigga.
When you look back, you're going to want to be on the right side of history with this one. You want to be on the right side of history with this drop. That's all I'm going to say.
When you tell your kids about the 4YE fleece drop, you're going to want to look your child in the eye and say, I did the right thing.
Yo, cash out and lash out, man. That's what I'm saying. You bringing the wallet out, go out with a bang, man.
That's why I'm happy when niggas like 21 takes a different route and says, all right, let me start investing. I'm not doing jewelry anymore. I'm doing this, doing that. And he starts... You know what I mean? Like learning outside of like his shit. Yeah. That's beautiful to see. But sometimes, bro, it's hard to get out of that, man. Like,
but he still taught that murder shit.
It's hard to get out of that, bro. That's a lot to, you know what I mean? It's a lot.
I'm surprised. Like, I feel like 21 Savage, like, he skated like through a lot of cancel radars, like just being him. Cause he's just like, he'll just say it so raw on the record. It's like, bro, this is literally, my name is 21 Savage, bro.
You literally said the F word, the,
yeah.
F, you know, F.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I heard a couple
rappers say that. The resurgence of that, I'm like, wait.
Bro, do you remember that?
Did he just say it? Future said it too, right?
Bro, Offset said it and he apologized.
Right. Bro, what was that first fucking song?
Moved on.
So I got another mixtape on the way.
I don't know, like, can we cancel Future?
At this point, no.
That's why it's so, you know, certain people you're just not.
Because this is the thing, right? This is the thing.
Maybe because they don't give a fuck.
People don't understand.
And that's another thing. Okay, I'll tell you what. I'm going to still make my shit. I'm going to still wake up and make a sandwich, nigga. I'm going to still.
Yeah.
People give into it and apologize. No, we don't accept your apology.
Yeah. And there's so many people in the world, bro. There should be literally like a million people on this side that listen to Future that will keep him around, and like those
you have
are
your core fan base, and they
core, you know, it doesn't matter what these other people over here are saying, bro. Like,
yeah, and that just brings me back to it just how certain people are raised.
It's just for me, like, bro, if a nigga does something you don't like, sit. Just you don't have to bring him down. Just leave him alone. That's it. It's not in your life no more. It's not your shit. Somebody else's shit. Obviously, it's bigger than that because like R. Kelly's fucking with, you know, people's lives, right? So like on that level, like. Even if you listen to R. Kelly,
still not gonna tweet him.
Like, yeah, you want to, you know what I mean? You want to, kind of do whatever you could do to fucking take him down. But
I hate when some shit's going. My bad, are you done?
Go ahead.
Nah, I'm done. Yeah,
I thought I'd cut it. I hate when some shit goes down and niggas are like, "Hey, I noticed you ain't saying nothing yet."
Oh my god,
that's I gotta fucking speak on everything that happens like with a fucking CNN.
Hey, seen what happened out on Mount Fuji? Just want to say, I ain't with it. Shouts out to y'all.
That volcano shit, man. It's fucked up with our volcano did, y'all.
Just saw another polar bear fall off the curb. I ain't even with all that. Shout out Mother Nature.
Fuck curbs.
I mean, I said curb. I meant motherfucking ice cube, man. Iceberg. I meant to say bird. I say curb. Okay. But yeah, bro, like, people really message me saying, like, yo, like, really support your stuff, man. I've been watching for years.
They take it there,
Jermaine. Like,
it was like, oh, so nice. Nice, oh, nice. And then they fucking stab you.
Notice he didn't say nothing about this, Chief. Would be very disappointed if my fucking childhood hero didn't say nothing about the tsunami that happened on the other side of the world, Chief. Keep up with the viz, though.
I'm waiting for the next upload. Nigga, me, I see that.
Yo.
Didn't see.
Dog, I promise you, bro. I promise you. I done posted some shit before, and niggas hit my shit with a, like, this person would like to send you a message.
Left.
Let's go back to Z and fucking twerking vids.
Show him some ass shaker.
Let's see some butts.
I don't get it, bro. I understand, like, and it goes both ways. It goes both ways.
I'm so normal.
Bro.
I'm just you with, I don't know what's going on. I don't fucking know, bro.
I don't know if he did that shit. Even if he did. Trey has nothing to do with it, bro. If it's something that needs awareness, yes. But you're going to come see in. It,
but
nigga.
The thing is,
you're going to see it, nigga.
Everyone's saying it already. You know.
You know, nigga.
You know.
Complex put it on a post, nigga. We all know.
Look at their engagement, nigga. I'm posting about it. Nigga, I get 1,000 story views, nigga. And it's all niggas I know ain't gonna do shit about it. Nigga, what the fuck is.
All these niggas not... scratching their fucking asses at home right now.
Hey, when the new vid, Jay, man. Okay.
Dog, I have nothing. I have, like, and this is what I'm saying. This is where niggas can go ahead and start typing a comment and say, oh, you guys got to use your platform for... Shut up.
I get that.
I get it. Yeah. And that's the thing. I use my platform. Shit's going on all over the world. Post about it. There's shit going on in Cuba. There's shit going on in... And that's another thing, bro. When shit's going on and you don't talk about it, it's like, why are you doing this? Bro, there's so much going on. So much going on.
As soon as you post about one thing, oh, it's funny. Notice you didn't do that for these people.
Oh, my God, dog. It's like, you can't please everyone, bro.
Yeah,
like,
damn if you do, bro. Even when you post and you get something wrong in the way you said it, I'm like, okay, this is too much, man.
Yeah.
This is all the way too much.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to get in trouble. Anxiety. I remember when I was speaking on the Black Lives Matter thing, and I was fucking asking someone, I'm like, yo, how's this sound? How's this sound? I'm like, wait, hold on. I'm black. Give a fuck. This is how I feel, nigga.
For real.
But it's like, I'm so terrified to, like, upset you niggas, and it's just like, bro, like, it's when it happens, it's going to be too late, but it's just like.
When they read into a word too much, I'm like, yo, I don't even. And that's the fucking word I was worried about. To be the
word. I knew I shouldn't have used there. It's crazy, bro. It's crazy, but I feel like niggas are just way too quick and hungry just to jump on something.
My shit is, yo, if Drake didn't say anything, like, I'm good. Y'all get mad at y'all blast this nigga shit every time he drop. He don't be saying nothing.
He don't be saying nothing. And some on in my opinion, it's a smarter thing to do. Stay out way the way, bro. Sure. Like,
and nigga, just cause you fucking
sometimes, yeah.
You could support off camera.
Thank you.
Or off your fucking story. Yep, niggas be like, oh, you posted a frame? Oh, okay, you're good now. Mm-hmm. Okay, but what? They're still hungry or whatever the problem is still there.
Niggas about to get mad.
Niggas will post a story about, oh, end world hunger. Anyways, look at my fucking shirt that I got.
End world hunger? Right after. And then go to motherfucking House of Gourmet, nigga.
Fucking wasting hella food.
Bro, like, it's... Bro, I feel like... how do you want to get into that? Whatever.
Whatever.
Like, I'm not, like, I get it. There's shit going on. Shit going on in your family, my family. But I'm not obligated to post your GoFundMe. You feel me? Like, I'm not obligated to, like. I'm going too far, what? You know what I'm saying? Like, I will personally help you.
Bro, sometimes I'm just like,
I know the people that are going to. Like, I know these my
some niggas won't buy a fucking $3 sock for me. I know my demographic.
Niggas complain about. You feel me? Yo, it's just like, bro, there's. And the thing is, I'm way too much of a person that questions things. So if you sending me a GoFundMe and, like, you have no profile picture and your account's private. Fam, I don't know if that's your broski on a pic. Like, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like,
100%. Yeah.
I'm treading so motherfucking. I'm on ice like this, just walking across this fucking pond, nigga. Like,
nah. Honestly,
I'm a good soul,
bro.
Well,
you
bro.
Don't, bro. Nah. Do you hear about scams sometimes? Sometimes I'm reading, I'm like, yeah, right.
Bro, where I feel like I can do my part and I can help. I'm going to step in. I'm going to do my part.
For the record, I do be donating.
Oh, 100%. I be donating
to these GoFundMes, but, like, yo, I can't do every... I literally cannot do every single fucking
thing. And that is the thing, bro. There's shit that I can poke... I get if you're trying to get awareness about it, cool, but some people also just have a different perception of, you have this many followers, if you post this, we're meeting that goal. Like,
you're cussing.
But it's probably going to go down with these niggas. Yo, and the thing is, sometimes you can see engagement. You can always see engagement. So sometimes I be posting shit, niggas go crazy for a post of my fucking chicken burger from Chick-fil-A. Where's it from? I post some serious shit like, hey, this shit going down over in Alabama. Yeah. Now check this out.
Oh, 14,000 exits, nigga.
No swipe ups. I'm like, yeah, you guys are fucked.
I should cancel you niggas, man.
You niggas is swiping up, interacting with my chicken niggas burger.
What Drake?
Niggas said.
looking at left, they phone. You niggas is the problem, bro. Not me, man. I do my part. No. That's all I'm trying to say.
God damn, bro.
Y'all be in the pig slop, hiding in the pig slop. You know what I'm saying? Like, God, y'all get. Man. I know y'all get.
I do it too. I exited stories, but it's just, bro, y'all can't, like. Don't put the blame on me.
Bro, honestly, we're all fucked. We're all fucked.
That's hilarious.
You're pointing at this about me. But I could, if I knew you, nigga, if I did one Google search on you.
Bro, I done seen some, I ain't even dropping no names, twin. I done seen some niggas online say some crazy shit, and I'm like, I know what you did in 2009.
Yeah, I was there.
That memory, you bad.
Yeah. I'm right there in the memory, nigga. I'm like, you can't get rid of that. Every time you think of that shit, you see me, nigga.
What do you think people hate about you the most?
My laugh.
No.
Laugh. It's just loud. Bro, I be watching that shit sometimes. Mm. It's obnoxious. It's cool as shit.
Hate about me?
Yeah.
That me. My answer.
What they hate about me?
I can say what they hate about you. What? They'll probably just say you never want to do anything. People get so mad when you're not with their shit. Like, when you're not with their antics.
Your event, I don't fuck you.
Dog.
It's your birthday, you know? Like, it's not mine. Bro,
literally, our own sister would be like, you guys never want to do anything. Like, I just want to do what you're doing. Like,
that ain't everything.
Yeah.
It's just what you want.
That's real
keep
shit.
Doing lame shit. Yeah,
people that's a serious problem for people. People would be like, bro, like why don't you like ever want to do this? Like, I'm like,
I'm just, bro.
Yeah,
you can't even, bro. It's not my choice to be excited about something. It's literally, you say an idea, I check if I'm excited. I'm like, oh, what do you know?
I'm not at all.
In fact, it makes me upset that you want to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'd probably say that's one of them.
That's a good one. You say
you guys always be saying I'm not emotional or I have no emotion. What the fuck are you guys talking? What are you guys seeing?
I guess that's kind of connected.
You show no emotion?
What do you mean?
That's, I don't understand.
Bro, I'll be laughing and shit. That's a fucking emotion. Happy nigga. Fucking
Yeah.
You know what? Sheldon, what's yours? Fire, go on.
Man, I didn't think about it. Fuck.
You gotta have it written.
Yeah, I know. I gotta have it ready. Fuck. Let me think about it. Go ahead.
There's not another one besides your laugh.
Me? I'd say.
I guess you don't want to do things either.
Yeah, it'd be like I don't want to do things either. That's right. But me, like, I'd be with a little bit more shit that you're with, or you're not with. But like, niggas still wouldn't want me there because they know I'm only going because I'm like, oh, fuck, whatever. Let's go to it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you remember we used to do that? Like, all right, come on, let's go to Tunisia and have fun. Woo, boy. I hated that. I'm like, bro, this is me making fun. Like, don't take that from me. But, I probably say the same thing. Like, just not wanting to go. Like, today someone invited me to host a party. And his way to try and get me to host a party was like, I know you ain't be out like that. So I was thinking, this the way.
But you know, you said that you know.
This the way.
You're proving that you don't know by asking me still.
The thing is, I would have said yeah. Like, I was like,
home?
If I was home, I would have said yeah. It's a fucking boat party. Oh, yeah, I want to be on the boat. I literally just said this last episode. I'll go on a boat.
Oh, just to come? Wait, host?
Just be on the boat. I just got to be there.
I'll go on a boat. That's an easy job.
Fucking boat? Yeah, hell yeah. On a boat?
Oh, yeah, I'll touch a boat.
Yeah. Hell yeah, I'll touch a boat. I would have done that shit. Anyhow.
Is it just you? It's just me or are niggas, more niggas in Toronto going on boats?
Hell,
everyone's on a boat.
Everyone
right?
thinks it's Miami, bro. Everyone's on a boat.
My dad was on a boat. You fucking doing on a boat? Ryan was on a boat, bro. I saw Ryan's story. He was
barbecuing.
On a boat. Barbecuing one rib.
Really? On a boat.
A singular rib.
The thing is, it was a very
premeditated rib.
Did you message him when you saw that?
I said, wow, or some shit. Yeah, he's like,
bro, I literally said, like that.
Like that. I was definitely something along those lines.
Bro, I was like, I was shocked.
One rib.
That's Ryan, bro. Fuck.
That was the thing that blew my mind most.
You're barbecuing on a boat.
On a boat.
It's on boats, man.
Yeah, everyone's on a boat, man. I feel like there's just waves of the summer, like, I never see one jet ski in Toronto. All of a sudden, niggas got jet skis out.
Bro, the water is so dirty. Bro, the water literally stinks when I'm pulling up.
I would have dived in there still. So, hell
I guess
no.
Your mouth.
Oh, you're sick. You're throwing up.
No vaccine for that, Chief.
Not at all.
Pfizer can't do nothing about that.
You gonna? I thought I had a slick word for it.
I can't even think of one, so we can just move on.
Damn, we're just talking about it.
What do I hate about Sheldon?
What do you hate about me?
I can say what people hate.
I can definitely be quiet. I can definitely be like to myself. You might hate that.
No, you be talking.
You be talking.
I be talking once I fuck with you, bro.
I think what people can say they hate about you is maybe it's all premeditated. You may be too organized. You need too much information. Like when someone's trying to do something,
I feel like it's niggas want to air some shit out.
Right? No. Because
I
feel like
the way you fucking be asking me too much shit.
No, just pull up. Because yo, you know when like niggas have a like Ryan is like that. Our brother Ryan's like that. When Ryan has a like he wants to go out, I'd be asking. All right, like but where though?
Yeah,
he needs
the 5 W's.
You know what I'm saying? You need to ask the questions. No. On our side, we're asking him the questions, but he just wants to hear. Yeah, I'm down. I'm rolling. But we be saying, okay, like what? And I feel like Shell says that a lot too to say, like, yo, you trying to come here and it's like, all right, hold on, I need to give you my answer in 30 minutes because I need to know, like, blah, 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 blah.
Nah, for sure, yeah. 100%.
Some people just want you there. Like, some, just say some, yes.
Like, if I'm there, if I'm with you, that's different. But if it's through the text, oh.
Yeah. Yeah, text.
Oh, baby.
I'm going to be too late with my response anyway.
Yeah.
Things already going to happen.
What's up? Yeah. I got to drive? Nah, I didn't even know what's good. Who's there? Yeah. What am I doing? Not who's there, but like, where are we going type shit.
Nah, who's there, though?
People be hating that.
I don't do the who's there. I don't do the who's there. I don't do the who's there.
Who else are you?
Bro, I'm preparing. I'm making sure that you're not gonna be disappointed. Like I'm letting you. Like I'm trying to visualize the roadblocks and obstacles and things I don't fucking like from now, so that when I get there, I'm not like disappointed. Okay, how many people are at this at said event?
Yeah,
right.
10.
Right,
okay, right. Those people. Okay, fine.
Yo, I always say this. It's a certain energy. It's like. You have to have energy to be around certain people because it's like, if you go out and you run into Jermaine, it's a certain energy you're going to give off. You know you don't have to do too much to talk to him because it's going to be a chill conversation. Whereas there's a nigga that backflips at every party with his shirt off, sweating. You know that's a lot
sweaty.
The sweat. You know exactly what guys those are.
Yeah.
You need a lot of energy. So I need, who's all going to be there?
Yeah.
I think it's
I
so
might funny. Ask like whose party it is, but that's about it. Like if it's someone's event, like whose event is it? Whose birthday is it? Like that shit. Like you don't want to pull up to somebody you don't know who's
just sitting house. Just,
yeah,
you
know, no.
I mean, but in terms of like, I don't do all this shit.
Yeah, people get mad when you're not with their like situation. I feel
you're still defensive about your situation. Like I'm just,
I don't have to come.
You don't get too attached. Like it's just a fucking idea. It's a shitty plan. It's
you just gotta not have expectations when you ask.
Let it go.
You know what I mean? Just because you ask me doesn't mean.
Yeah.
Right now I'm like debating on a birthday party. Like, I would rather not.
Don't go.
But you know, the pressure's on, man. I'm folding a little bit.
You are. All right. Let me just see what the weather's gonna be like that week.
Saturday. Okay. What time? Okay. Yeah. Make sure I'll check. I'm gonna check my thing. Yeah. Check it. I have it in my head. Nigga, I see a big fucking no.
I be getting away with that.
I'm gonna check my
shit.
Thing. Okay. I'll let you know. And I say let you know, nigga. I'm not gonna fucking let. You. I'm gonna let you know, nigga. You gonna know when I fucking don't let you know. That's how you know.
When I'm not there.
That's how, if I say I'm gonna let you know, you already know that.
I'm gonna let you know, right, nigga.
You already know.
I say I was gonna let you know. I'm letting you know.
Empty parking spot.
I got a lot of excuses. Let me just talk to Jay. Let me just see what he's thinking about this.
This nigga used to tie me up in his shit and just like tie me to excuses that I didn't even know about. And then we're around the person that he told the lie to, and then what the fuck you talking about? We don't gotta do that. Brief me.
Yo, I never briefed it. Because I'm like, in my head, I'm like, oh, that them roads ain't never going to cross.
Cross, nah.
Yo, them roads
be crossing sometimes.
Yo. Them roads be crossing.
Yo, little life lesson for you guys. Them roads cross. If you tangling any of your partners up, let them know. Because I've been in a situation where I told people, I'm like, yo, I am not doing that. I remember my own birthday, bro. It's my birthday. What was the lie?
Guys, fuck.
Someone was throwing me a surprise party on my birthday, and I told I didn't want to drive to
found out
Ajax or where the fuck it was.
You must drive there, yeah.
I did not want to drive there. Go ahead.
You know,
well, I'm trying to dig it up out of my brain too. So shout it. We were planning the party.
Yeah.
She knows Trevon's free because I'm telling her Trevon's free.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's all good.
I think I said I had work or I had to do something for my dad with Jermaine or some shit.
So part of the plan was like, okay, we get him to go pick this person up.
Oh, so you, okay, I get it.
Yeah. He picks this person up and then brings him back and then it's a surprise. But I'm telling her, yo, today's a good day. Boy, we free. We're not doing shit today.
This nigga chilling.
He chilling today. And she sent him a screenshot. He said he's busy
working. He's not downtown, your dad.
I don't know how to tell you this. Nigga right here with his fucking shirt off.
So nigga is right here. Nigga, I was eating the poutine at the time. Nigga, I was just doing nothing. We're downtown Brampton. I remember, bro. I'm like, yo, I'm
saying, what are we on for the day?
What are we on, fellas?
We're dealing with today. Bro, the fattest nigga doesn't know what he's going to do.
Bro.
That's how free he is.
I'm telling you, I've been in those situations multiple times where I did not let this guy in on my lie. I'm just like, bro, they never going to ask Jermaine what he doing today. Like,
yeah.
What?
Like the last episode, I'm talking about how I tell my friends certain things. Oh, my dad doesn't allow sleepovers. Yeah, he doesn't do that thing. My dad comes, he's never going to fucking talk to my dad. Dad shows up early. Hey, what's up, Richie? Got sleepover? Yeah, yeah, fuck it.
Fuck. Yo, I remember.
We gotta throw in a rib.
I hear fucking playing a fucking flute all nighter with someone you don't even want to be around.
Right. I think I have a serious problem not wanting to like. It's not wanting to do shit, but it's just like, I'll get excited to like link with someone or say, all right, for sure we doing this. Then the day comes, and I'm just thinking about it. I'm like, Do I really want to go?
I can't believe I accepted these fucking this idea.
Yeah.
What were you thinking by fucking saying yes to this?
Yeah.
Yeah. Not for sure.
Yeah.
Regret, man. Fucked it. I'll be excited once some plans get canceled, Chief.
Mm-hmm.
Blue Jay, man, sorry to inform you.
Fucking yes! What happened, man?
And I love when I'm like, I want to get out of something, and then like, it's sort of like, I don't know, like a time moves, like, oh, we're going to have to delay. Does that still work with you?
No.
No.
Today is the only day.
The only chance. Like, okay, we don't have a hard day, but just like with a range.
It was today. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm just. You know what? Let me talk to Jay. Me and him got a thing we doing. Oh, he said you're free. Yeah, he don't know about it. I'm just surprised. He just popped up my email right there. You heard the noise.
Okay,
bad. For sure. Yeah, well, I'll just holler at you.
I'll let you know. I'm going to let you know.
Bro, yeah. Nah,
I'll let you know, all right, nigga.
It's like, I feel like there's certain people you just can't really keep it a buck with because they're just going to keep dragging it. But then it's just like, you be just digging yourself deep.
It should be okay for somebody to just be like, I don't want to come.
Bro, it should be. Bro. And if you told me that, I'd be like, why? But, and then after, I'd be like, fuck it.
Yeah.
Certain people, I always talk about how you got to like have a filter with certain people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, certain people can just be 100% yourself and they understand you so well that you don't even got to fucking.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But certain people, it could be people in your family too. You got to approach differently. Like, okay, don't say that to this nigga. He's going, I know how he's going to react.
Yeah.
It's so exhausting.
Yeah.
So when that's usually who you're dealing with when you got to, sometimes you might be invited by someone you know is more reasonable. You could honestly be like, look, man, I don't got the energy for it right now, man. I'm just like, nah, you know what I'm saying? They're all good. Other people, that's when you got to do the.
Yeah, me and Trey.
You got to do the, So
you're not going to happen. Shit.
If I could, I would, but.
And is that a problem on our end or their end? If we're just knowing
bro,
that.
I was hanging out. How am I guilty for anything?
And that's why I'd be saying, like, yo, you gotta know who you're talking to and like categorize them. So it's just like, bro, I'm gonna respond based on how I know you would respond to my shit. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I'd be like, if I'm telling you, like, if I'm beating around that bush saying, let me talk to Jay and let me just figure that out, that's something within you that I know I can't.
You know.
You're gonna act out if I just tell you no straight up. Don't tell these niggas that. You know how many times niggas done text me and like press my certain line to say like, hey, I was watching a podcast. He said something about I'm returning texts. I'm like,
well, I'm seeing some conflict.
The thing is, I gotta be 10 toes down, bro. Like,
so I always say this shit. I say, yo, we gotta stop telling certain stories on a podcast because it hits too close to home.
I don't know who be and it's crazy because it'll be beer episodes, niggas don't listen, and it'd be that one motherfucking episode.
Just truly decide, animal cruelty.
Yo, fuck, man, fuck animals. Yeah. Bro, the same shit.
I'll kick a squirrel.
We get my haircut done, and my barber just, bro, he never talks about the podcast. Never. I know he watches videos, mm-hmm. but he never talks about the podcast.
Mm-hmm. Checking out 58. 45:17.
Minute mark. Niggas be digging it up.
Yo. And then I'll be on the podcast running up and down. I'm telling the truth, bro. I'm blowing. That's how I feel, nigga. Ain't no way turn around about this shit.
Yo, I'm not gonna lie. When it's just us in this room and this camera and this mic, I feel so powerful. Like, nigga can't say nothing to me, gang.
This nigga got a T line on.
I feel like I owe it.
Notice.
What you say about the tipping part?
Overpriced trade. Nigga, be at you be at fucking be at Subway.
See what you say about tipping at restaurants.
You feel strongly about that trade.
Oh no, you know I was just capping.
Yeah. Notice you said no cap.
You said it twice.
Bro, man, like. This shit really be getting me in trouble, bro. Across all calibers.
This is the me cheat sheet.
Yeah.
You want to see how I'm actually feeling?
Yeah.
Man, that's facts. What I don't get.
Facts.
No. Who's that? Who's that Gymshark?
don't do it.
Don't send me that fucking romper, nigga.
Don't do it, nigga.
We at 91, nigga.
Yo, nah, I'm not, bro. I open up that bullshit.
The fuck is this guy?
I kissed my fucking teeth and threw the paper.
You made me sound for the shit.
You know when you throw some shit, you're like, yeah, I know I'm gonna pick it up out of it.
We ain't picking that up.
Yo.
Oh, bro, fuck. Some people are familiar.
Fuck.
First off, thank you so much that people, certain people, you know what I'm saying,
they know what's up. And they're like, you know, they want to send a shit.
I'm like, oh, nigga, I love free shit. Appreciate that, man. Thank you for, you know what I'm saying, even offering that.
But you know
me, though. Certain things, like, you thought I would wear this?
It's disrespectful.
Did
you ever,
what
bro.
Did I, what, from my actions?
what the fuck did I do to give up these rights?
To make you think that I would enjoy this?
Yo, niggas don't understand what I'm saying. I want to get it. It's disrespectful,
right
there. Bro.
It's right over there.
Oh my god, though. I think you should get it, bro. Like, yo, at the end of the day, dog.
You know
Thank you. If I'm like, I should feel a way, Sheldon, if I send you some shit that I'm like, oh, player, I'm gonna hook you up.
Yeah.
And I send you some fucking shit that you would look, you're looking at like, bro, what the, why? What the fuck are you thinking? Like, is that not disrespectful?
Hell yeah, not for sure. I done been there too.
Bro, my man, and this is my man. Like, yo, this is my man's man. It's like he. You know what I'm saying? He was there. Like,
maybe it wasn't him. Maybe an intern did it. Not familiar with what's going on.
But what? When? What is the occasion that I fucking put on this sweater?
Fucking zoomies. Ooh, this is for 14-year-old boys. Dude, with the matching fucking shorts.
Ooh, as if the fucking top was not enough, bro.
Give me the date. You think I would wear this?
Holy fuck.
Yo.
What am I gonna do with this now?
No, it's on me now, nigga. Like, to fucking... To move
now
this,
I gotta
like,
go with the donation base.
I gotta fucking Google search where the bin is. Yo, the thing is, bro, like, yo. Yo, I'm, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, it's a blessing to be.
Shout
you know, be
out
like,
to y'all, man.
Love. Nah.
Appreciate it. I really do.
It's a blessing to have people send you things.
But.
Have some respect.
Have some respect.
Respect me while you hooking me up. Respect me while you hooking me up.
You gonna make me unbox this chick?
Yo, you know, do you know how fucking exciting it is to get a new package? Bust that shit and see that in there?
See some bullshit?
You know what I'm saying, man?
That's fucking...
You don't know me, man.
Bro, it's...
With the matching bottoms, bro.
The thing is, bro, like, it's not... And not, like... We're moving on. Leave it alone.
Man. It is what it is, bro. Like,
let's get to the question, man.
We got some. I'm not gonna say better questions, but just a variety.
Other ones.
Other questions this week. So thank you guys, man. Keep sending your questions to the Discord. Whatever you want, man. You can fucking ask us. You know about our opinion on fucking the Suns going to the final. You can ask anything, bro. You can ask me what my favorite nail polish color is. Like whatever.
Maybe they know, and this is what they want to add. They're like, you know what, man? How do y'all feel about?
True. Well, I'm not gonna say there's no dumb questions, but
there's no such thing as a stupid question, but we made some fucking stupid as that. Same way y'all watching our video saying that's fucking dumb.
I used to always combat that. Like, there are dumb questions.
There are no such thing as a stupid question.
I can think of five.
Yeah. But I mean the most that's gonna happen is we just not gonna play it on the show. That's it. Or we might laugh about it on the show.
A stupid question is Dwayne sleeping standing up on the microwave? But like, you know what I mean? There's a stupid answer for that.
Yes.
Hey, yo. It's the Big Belly Boy back at it again. Hi. I want to say I appreciate y'all for answering my question last time. But I got two quick questions for y'all for this week's episode. My first one is, what's y'all favorite international dish? I know y'all be traveling. So I'd like to know, like, what's a dish that really hit y'all that's not native to y'all country? Like, for me, it's definitely some jerk chicken and
my answer about to suck.
some roast breadfruit. See, like that hit different for me.
I feel that.
And two, man, yo, when y'all dropping some 4IE t-shirts, bro? I copped a hoodie from the fall collection, I think. My winter collection, it was a red one. I freaking love that shit. I need some t-shirts, yo, because, you know, men's is hot out here. So I need a little T, you know what I'm saying? So I can flex that in the summer with my J's, you know what I'm saying?
It's crazy. Jeez.
Stay posted on that, man.
Yeah.
On the website, you know how to stay posted.
You know what to do.
Favorite international dish now, you know what I'm saying? Of course, I came up with the Jamaican. I came up with the Latina food, Latin food.
Yeah, Latin.
So, of course, I always had a special place in my heart. Sure. Sambara pad krapao.
Yeah, you motherfucker. I was literally about to say that.
I don't even know what that is, goddamn.
Went to Thailand.
Fuck, man.
$3.
Three bones,
light me up.
Three bones, bro.
What is it, though? Like,
it's just rice, ground beef, turkey, whatever
or
you
chicken,
want.
Chicken, whatever.
Fried egg.
Little chilies. And some sauce.
Fish oil. It's
just in a bowl or like in a wrapper
bowl,
or
whatever. Well, see it. Bad girl pal, man.
TSD.
Yeah, man. I was going to say Thailand has my heart, bro.
Bro, the food is just so fresh.
So fresh.
And spicy. Oh, that will light your asshole up.
Oh, my
God. No problem.
Bro, you know what's funny? There's so many times where I like, maybe if I'm cooking or if I eat something, I'll be like, oh, your ass is going to be on fire. And people feel like disturbed by that comment. I'm letting you know if you
No. Actually, your ass. It's going to be engulfed in flames.
It's
going to feel like it.
You're going to think you got branded and it's still there.
You feel like just your asshole's in hell.
Like just that, like a ring of fucking fire. Dirt bike, fucking daredevil jump through the shit. And so it's on fire. It hurts.
God damn.
You ever eat some spicy food and you're just like...
Honestly, I do not have the asshole problems. I don't have the asshole issues.
You never ate some spicy
food?
Get spicy
it's not an asshole problem.
It's not an asshole problem at all. It's just, yeah, like, I went
But like, then you shit and you're saying it hurts, right?
Yes. Like, it hurts, but it's like, it's just the rim is spicy.
Nah, I've never had that.
Okay, well, we went to Thailand. It's really fucking good.
I did it at home, though. It was some Jamaican
even at home,
food.
Yeah.
Like, yo, like
it has to be, like, the Indian food.
Oh, even when we did those wings out in London, like, I never...
You didn't eat enough. You didn't eat enough of that.
Oh, the spicy? Oh, that ruined my stomach.
That's like... A spice is, like, when you eat peppers and shit. That's, like, gonna, like...
like a real pepper.
Yeah, like you had, like a ghost pepper. Your ass is gonna be on fire. Mm. We went to Waleed's mom's house.
You're saying like you gotta try it.
Yeah, like yo, no, like, yeah, do it. It's not, try it, nigga. This is not even the question. Just trust me. Stay away from that shit.
What's yours, pizza?
This way, Tyron wanted to dip my ass in the tub.
Nah, I'm not gonna
straight a hole, bro, in the tub. Yo, I'm an experimental nigga, bro. I like eating food, so it's like.
Nah, I feel
sometimes I pay the consequence. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like I did the crime, I'm finna do the time, gang.
Charge it to the game.
Yeah. I say charge to the game.
What was yours?
I'd say tie, like anything tie, yeah.
Anything tie?
Yeah.
We should have started with Sheldon.
I haven't really traveled and eaten a lot when I've traveled, but I'm gonna do two. I like right now I'm really into churros. That's not really a dish, but I really like churros right now.
Churro.
Yeah. And I'm gonna go some GT, man, some General Tao. I really fuck with some General Tao.
Love me some General Tao. It's in the dish Hall of Fame for sure.
Oh yeah, fuck. Sure. Alright, let me not go there. Yeah. Ramen though.
Crazy.
We'll move on, man.
Certain places, man. Bro, next question.
It's you can't even pronounce this. Chua Luak.
Chua Lipa.
Yeah. Greetings, John and Morty. I have a very important question directed to you.
This is a threat.
This is a mission.
This is a threat.
Also, apply to Trevon and Sheldon. Standing at about 6'3", I wouldn't consider myself a short person. And I don't think I'm too tall. But when others do, they find the need to point it out to me as if I am unaware of my stature.
Yes.
How old are you? They say.
Yes.
I'm 17, I reply.
This nigga reading the book.
They then follow up with, wow, you're so tall. Mm-hmm. My response is often, thanks. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And word.
Word.
Classic. I often struggle to come up with a reply, so my question to you is, how do I respond to stupid comments like that without being rude?
That's a great, question. And a great way you said it.
I feel like he said that whole thing like saluting us like this.
Yeah, nah, for sure. Yeah,
man. I respect. I'm vibing with that.
I'm not gonna lie. He has an 8-pack, an 8 or a 6-pack, one of the two.
It's summer. Like
he sounds ripped.
Yeah, he sounds ripped.
He sounds ripped. Yeah.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah. I get it.
He sounds tall too. I can hear.
He sounds like he works out. Yeah, you can see. Yeah. There's bass in his throat.
Yeah. He got a boxy jaw for sure.
How do you respond?
Yo, I'm still trying to figure that out.
Yeah. How do you respond?
My angle. I've.
Yeah.
I've tried everything.
I respond with like comedy, like whatever I feel in that moment. Like especially like when we get into the elevator and people say, "Oh, you must play basketball." We, you know, switch up so we play golf and shit. Like, I don't know. You know, it's just...
I feel like you got to go dad route with that. You just got to be like, huh, not tall enough or say some shit like that. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like
it has to be just in the moment. Like, it just got to come out, you know?
Yeah.
Just go with you. You're going to continue getting it. You might as well make it fun. And just, you know, do something.
Facts.
Yeah.
That's a good answer right there.
Yeah. On G.
All right, next we got D Money. I ain't going to lie. This question is crazy. I actually was... All right, let me just play this.
Money, man.
This question, yeah.
Okay, this is my question. Would you guys rather be a legend in the streets or a star in the hood? Think about that. Thank you.
Bro, that's legend in the streets. Point.
But a star in the hood?
Wait, what? A legend in the streets or a star in the hood?
I'm a legend in the streets.
Would you rather be a hood star or a legend in the streets?
I'm a legend.
Why, though?
You talking about if I'm like, first off, am I dead and gone or am I still here?
I say still here. Still here with
it. If I'm still here.
Because I feel like every hood star probably becomes a legend when they die.
Nah, you can't switch over, man. You can't switch over.
You can't fuse,
I'm going to be a legend. I'm a legend in the streets. That's it.
Why?
Because there's a difference to it. Jay-Z's a legend in the streets.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Jadakiss is just a star in the hood. Different, it's levels to this shit.
Oh, this nigga crazy.
What 50 say or Cameron? One of them were beefing. They're like, bro, you're only popping in your hood.
I heard that.
Yeah.
I might just so trying to
the streets not. So what? I guess the streets is like everywhere, and the hood is.
If you're a legend, you're respected everywhere. Yeah, like you're just known in your hood if you're just a star in your hood. Legendary in the streets is like, bro, ask about me. Streets
plural.
Nigga. Like, yeah.
Not hoods, plural. Hoods, singular.
Yeah.
Yo, I feel that, man. I say legend just on some, like, the reason I'm a legend is probably because I did some shit that, you know what I'm saying, contributed to something.
Mm-hmm.
So there's more to it. There's more weight to it than just, like, oh, he's fucking popular and has a nice hat.
Right.
Yeah.
But are you not a star in the hood before you become a legend?
I just wasn't trying to complicate a question.
Now, chill.
You definitely are, though. I feel that. You have to be popping in here locally to, like, you know what I mean? Obtain that legendary status, so for sure. But it's like, I feel like it's more, but that's why I said legend, because that's it's elevated. It's above
it's
that.
Elevated.
You know
I feel
like,
you pass I'm with that. I'm with that. I'm with that for sure.
Well, you get that.
Well, star could be temporary. Yeah. I agree with that. Yeah, I agree with that. All right. Sure.
Never saw like that.
That's a good question, man.
Yeah, man. That's a really good question. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, man. Variety, guys. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I like that. Made me like think. Let me ask y'all. Oh, it's gonna take too long to find that riddle. Someone hit me with a riddle. I was just like, damn, got me.
Fuck you, man.
Yeah. Hit us with some riddles, man. Like I'm a fun guy.
Oh man,
that'd be crazy.
Sometimes you think so, man.
Yo, we be thinking. Yo, remember we hit up one of them escape rooms quickly before we dip out.
Mm-hmm.
We hit up one of them impossible escape rooms. We went on hard, the most complicated room possible. Because
there's three different rooms. We're with a whole gang. So, like, we distributed other people, like, we gave them, like, the different rooms type shit.
Right. So we in, I'd like to say, out of our gang, we sort of leaded the pack. Us two, right? They wouldn't agree, but you know what I'm saying? We did that.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, we're so advanced. The guy... We didn't beat it in time, but I fucking guarantee we would. Anyways, the guy came in. He's like, oh, you guys didn't do this, but how the fuck did you get this if you didn't get this?
Bitch. What's happening?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
The thing was, I don't even think we told him. I'm just like, I'm just gonna let you figure that out.
Man, we got how much out of
What is man?
That's fire.
Yeah, but in that, yeah.
Yeah, light me up with some riddles. Yeah.
I'll be thinking.
Yeah. That'd be cool.
Oh, baby. You know what time it is, man. This is your boy. This has been Random Order episode 91, man. Y'all know what y'all got to do to get busy, man. Y'all hit that, you know what I'm saying? If you're watching this on YouTube, man, subscribe to this motherfucking channel, man. Hit that damn thumbs up. Click that bell. Make sure you tapped in all the way. Audio version, if you want to take us on the road, Spotify, Google Play, Apple Podcasts, rate and comment on them shits. And I'm tired of Instagram, by the way. Anyway, man, fucking nigga. Instagram, Twitter, TikTok at Random Order Show. We going up on the top, though. Yes, sir. On the top. Welcome if you're just joining us from the top.
Yeah.
Again, we got the collection up on 4ye.ca, man. You know what I'm talking about, man. Go on there, get busy, man.
Mm-hmm.
Follow us on Instagram at number4ye to peep the pieces. Follow to stay on top of what we're doing. I was going to ask y'all what the name of the day is, man, but I'm just feeling Ricardo. Who's going to leave it at that?
I'm not mad at that. Yo, our cousin's named Ricardo, man. Shout out to that man.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.